Right now, I'm just focused on things day by day, trying to get better as a quarterback and try to lead this team the best I can.
When you look back on Sunday, how'd you feel you did one more? Maybe could you have done?
I think I'm always going to look back and feel like I could have done more or could have made it play here or there better. In the end, I think offensively we just, didn't make enough plays and didn't get in the end zone enough to help out our team. You know, I thought our defense played a heck of a game and they did their part. And, it starts with me, not making enough plays there in the end to give us a chance to win the game.
This is a position that, you're not going to get the ball every play. And, it comes in flurries. So all you can do at practice and just keep preparing the same way. So when you do get those opportunities, you're not stunned and like, oh, they threw me the ball or anything like that. You always prepare. So
has the change with the quarterbacks had an effect on, you think, the targets that you've been getting or lack their targets?
Well, we all communicate the same. Matt and Brady, we always talk the same. If either one of those guys was starting, we just always communicate with each other. So they both prepared the same way, so it really didn't make a difference.
Look, our receivers have done a great job all year. It's the NFL. There's going to be tight coverage across the board. You know, those DBs nowadays, when you guys watch that combine, they're running 4.3s, and 4.4 is almost slow anymore. So they're doing a good job getting open and doing their assignment. You know, it's up to me as a quarterback to give them a good ball and try to make plays for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the NFL, right? You know, and that difference between that 3-8 team and another 8-3 team is probably 5 plays. So, I think they're just as good as a lot of playoff teams right now. They got a lot of talent on either side of the ball. They've got a lot of, you look at just their picks, they've got a ton of first round, ton of second round, ton of third round picks. That usually equates to a pretty good team. Obviously, they haven't put it together this year either, but they got a lot of talent. They got two good pass rushers. We gotta have our hands full again this week, and as it usually is in the NFL.
I think the biggest thing is, they do a good job of, being able to cover down some teams. So I think their secondary combined with their pass rush, Hardy and Charles Johnson have done a great job on the outside as well as the inside guys. Dwan Edwards is a good player, and Fua, who's probably going to step in now for Ron Edwards, has done a great job as well. So really, they've done a solid job of being able to get teams off the field on third down, especially in third and long, and put the ball back in Cam Newton's hand.
He's a playmaker. He's a quarterback that can run and throw the ball. So it's just so many things that goes into a defense to stop a quarterback like this. We're going to have to make some plays. We're going to make a hell of a lot of plays this game. And, Cam's a guy that's he's got that college-style offense going, half of the offense, and he runs it well. He runs it well. It's catered to what he does best. And as long as we keep him in the pocket, stop him from beating us with his legs, I think we'll have some success.
When things are not going good for him, he gets real frustrated, I think, as any quarterback does. Thing this week is try to get to him as much as we can and stop the option and stop the run game. I mean, he's an explosive guy. He's a playmaker. But just like any other player, if you stop him and they get frustrated, they start showing it on the field. So I think that's what we got to do.
You play assignment football. I know you hear it a lot, but, it's just you got to put one play with just three different options. You got a guy that's going to play the dive, the run, a guy that's going to play the quarterback if you keep it, and a guy that's going to play the pitch. If you got all three of those guys doing their job and their responsibility, I mean, the play can't be successful. Can potentially, because they have a lot of talent over there, obviously with Cam Newton. But most of the time, that can stop that. That can get them out of whack and, kind of force them to do something else. But, just playing your assignment, zeroing in on your assignment, not worrying about anything else.
You have to have a spy at times to stop a quarterback like Cam Newton. And, without talking about scheming, our scheme this week, but you have to assign a guy to him. He can run the ball, and he's probably one of the faster guys out there on the field. So, and he's really big, and he has a big arm. So he opposes a lot of problems for defenses. So it's going to be tough to stop Cam, but hopefully we can do a good job on Sunday.
I mean, they're good backs, real aggressive, but as you see them hitting holes, you think they're big, but they're really quick too. So they kind of scare you both ways. They're fast and they're strong. So we just got to rally to the bottom, play as a defense, get them on the ground.
They're good receivers. They're real good receivers. Steve Smith, You know, his name just says it all. You know, he's a Pro Bowl receiver, been doing it for 11 years. So, you know, that's all you need to know about him. And LaFell is an emerging receiver on the other side. All those guys are good. So, I mean, you got to be on your A game, just like every other week.
Nobody wants to lose. If you want to lose, I think you're in the wrong business. So, every week we try to go out and win, and we think we can win. You just got to continue to play smart football for 60 minutes.
You know, we need to put more points on the board to help our defense out. They've been playing extremely well, and I think when you play a team like the Carolina Panthers, who's got such a potent offense, you know that they're going to put points on the board. So it's kind of similar to last week, is we need to put points on the board in order to give ourselves a chance to win.
I'm not one of those guys that go out there and say we're trying to compete because they supposedly are the better team. I'm going out there every play like we're supposed to win the game. You know, we're in the NFL, just out there in the NFL. So we got to go out there with that mindset and knowing that, you know, we're out there trying to compete to win a game, not just to compete to say that we had a good game against a good team. We're trying to go out there and get a W and, you know, come back on Monday before we can be celebrating, you know, after that victory.